Slip, slide, ramp. Time bending without the math. Cinematic speed ramps, slip edits, and color adjustment layers without After Effects. Vibe Chopper shipped the three time bending controls that used to eat your night. Slim, mobile, no math. Overview. Gnarls here. Time to talk about the three controls that used to eat your Saturday. Overview. You know the cut you wanted. Slow-mo into a hold, snap back to speed, color-graded so the cold open and the kicker look like they belong to the same human. That cut existed in your head for months. It just lived in a different application. You opened a project, you exported a clip, you imported the clip, you nested a comp, you keyframed the time remap, you pre-composed, you went to bed. You opened the cut the next morning. It looked like a different scene than the one you started in. Sound familiar? Overview. We built the time bending in directly. Slip the source, ramp the speed, drop an adjustment layer. Three dialogues, drag with one thumb, watch the curve flex. The ramp from 100% to 30% across 2 seconds, that ramp used to live in After Effects. We pulled it into the browser. Overview. This is a tour of what landed. 1. The After Effects Exodus. After Effects was the gym you joined and never went back to. You paid for it, you opened it twice, you watched 15 minutes of a tutorial that promised 5 minutes. You closed it. 1. The After Effects Exodus. Here's the part nobody says out loud. Most cinematic time bending is three operations stacked. Slip the endpoint so the moment lands on the beat, ramp the speed so the action breathes, apply a color treatment so the clip stops looking like a phone clip. That's it. You don't need a node graph, you don't need a separate composition, you don't need to render a preview before you can see if you like it. 1. The After Effects Exodus. You need a dialogue with a thumb-draggable curve, a preview that plays back at the right speed, and a save button that doesn't ask which codec. 1. The After Effects Exodus. The three commits that made this real were 87B000D, improve clip, slip, and ramp controls, CE820E3, add adjustment layer timeline controls, and 342467C, fix speed ramp duration and mobile dialogue. Three short messages, one creative shift, past tense, all of it, already in. 1. The After Effects Exodus. We are not going to pretend After Effects is a bad tool. Editors built careers on it, motion designers still live in it, but the ramp from your phone clip to a watchable cut shouldn't cost you 90 minutes in a pre-comp. Now it costs 2 drags. 2. Slip clip. What it is, what it's for. A slip edit is the most underrated move in editing. The clip keeps the exact same place on the timeline, the exact same duration. The cut points to and from the next clip don't change. What changes is which seconds inside the source the clip is showing. 2. Slip clip. What it is, what it's for. You pulled a 6-second window out of a 30-second take. You like the duration, you like where it sits in the cut, you just want it to start a beat earlier so her laugh is the endpoint and not her setup line. Slip. 2. Slip clip. What it is, what it's for. The slip source dialog is one screen. It opens with the clip source window highlighted as a draggable band over the full source duration. You drag the band. The duration stays locked by default. A checkbox up top labeled lock duration. So the only thing you're moving is which seconds get shown. The preview re-renders as you drag. The new in-frame and new out-frame thumbnails update to the nearest captured frame so you can see the actual moment the cut will land on. 2. Slip clip. What it is, what it's for.
2 numeric inputs sit underneath for source in and source out in case you want to type a precise time code. The out input grays out when the duration is locked, which it is by default. The grip handles on either side of the band let you resize the window if you uncheck the lock. A warning fires if you change the duration in a way that would shift the rest of the timeline. The dialog asks you to confirm before it commits. 2. Slip clip. What it is, what it's for. That's the whole tool. One band, one thumb. Whole take. 2. Slip clip. What it is, what it's for. If you've ever held a razor over a clip in a desktop NLE, trying to nudge it 3 frames left without moving the cut after it, you know the rep. This is the rep without the math. 3. Speed ramps. The curve editor without curves. The speed ramp dialog is the one we sweated over. Slow-mo is the move every creator wants and almost nobody enjoys building. 3. Speed ramps. The curve editor without curves. We made it a single screen. Top of the screen, 3 toggles in a row. Preserve duration, speed audio, preserve vocal tone. Preserve duration is the magic one. It keeps the clip the same length on the timeline and pulls more or less of the source to fit, which is what you want 90% of the time. The audio toggles do what they sound like. Speed the audio along with the picture and keep the speaker's voice from chipmunking when you slow it down. 3. Speed ramps, the curve editor without curves. Underneath the toggles, a peak intensity slider that goes from 1x to 10x. Drag the peak intensity up and the whole curve scales. Every point above 1x rises proportionally. Every point below stays put. It's the more cinematic knob. 1 drag. 3. Speed Ramps, the curve editor without curves. Then the preset row. 10 presets, each one a one-tap shape. 3. Speed Ramps, the curve editor without curves. 50% slow in, starts soft, lands normal. Fast middle, compresses the center beat. Punch and wrap, a tight speed punch in the middle. Fast out, normal start, quick finish. Slow out, eases into the ending. Speed Wave, alternating motion energy. Double pulse, two quick accelerations. Snap burst, sharp middle compression with a hold. Slow hold, suspends a central beat. Speed burst, one long acceleration. 0x flat. 3. Speed ramps, the curve editor without curves. Tap one, the curve appears. Tap another, the curve changes. Tap add point to drop a custom keyframe. Drag the curve graph to see the shape. The curve is a real SVG with circle handles on every point. You can see the slope as you build it. Underneath the graph, the ramp frame strip samples 10 source frames across the ramp and shows you the speed at each one, so you can see what the slow part is actually showing before you commit. 3. Speed ramps, the curve editor without curves. Under that, a per point editor. Time slider, speed slider, curve type, linear, ease in out, hold, delete button. The curve type matters more than you think. A hold keeps the previous speed flat until the next keyframe, which is how you build a freeze on the punch and snap back without 4 extra keyframes. 3. Speed ramps, the curve editor without curves. The thing we got right? The preview plays at the actual ramped speed, not a static thumbnail. The clip player inside the dialogue reads the curve in real time and changes its playback rate as it scrubs. You see the ramp before you save it. That's the rep that used to live in a pre-comp. 3. Speed ramps, the curve editor without curves. Short subject line, big quality of life shift. The mobile version of the dialogue now scrolls cleanly. The source range no longer drifts when you preserve timeline duration, and the dialogue body sizes to fit a phone screen edge to edge with one rem of margin. You can ramp on a train. 3. Speed ramps, the curve editor without curves. 4. Adjustment layers, color and LUT timelines. A LUT is a lookup table, a color treatment. The reason your handheld 4K phone clips look like cell phone clips and a colorist cut looks like a movie. 4. Adjustment layers, color and LUT timelines. You used to apply one to a single clip, then to the next clip, then to the next clip. Then you'd realize the third clip was a different camera and the LUT looked wrong on it. So you'd back the saturation off on that one. Then you'd forget which clips had which version. By midnight, your color was a patchwork. 4. Adjustment layers, color and LUT timelines. We added adjustment layers as a real timeline track. One layer spans whatever range you want. Every clip underneath it gets the treatment. No relinking, no baking, no nesting. 4. Adjustment layers, color and LUT timelines. The adjustment layer dialog is short. 4. Adjustment layers, color and LUT timelines. Name, what you want to call this layer. Start and end, numeric inputs in seconds, defaulted to the current playhead range. LUT, a dropdown with 6 presets. None, warm, cool, cinematic, high contrast, faded. Intensity, a 0% to 100% slider that controls how strongly the LUT pulls. Default is 70%, because 100% is almost never what you want. 1 to 10. Each one shows its numeric value next to the label as you drag. 4. Adjustment layers, color and LUT timelines. That's it. Save. The layer appears on its own track in the timeline, with distinct styling so you can tell it apart from your video clips. Drag the layer to cover more or fewer clips underneath. Done. 4. Adjustment layers, color and LUT timelines. The commit was CE820E. It also taught the timeline how to show adjustment layer clips with distinct styling, so the track manager and the track UI know an adjustment track is a different beast than a video track. 0. So dropping a layer with a cinematic LUT and saving instantly gives you a watchable grade. 4. Adjustment layers, color and LUT timelines. If you want one look across a whole project, drop one adjustment layer across the whole timeline. If you want a treatment that only applies to your B-roll act, drop a shorter layer over just that act. The LUT pulls through. The color sliders pull through. Your cuts stay clean. 4. Adjustment layers, color and LUT timelines. If your library has bought looks in it, colorist-built LUT packs, and graded presets from the marketplace, adjustment layers are the canvas you paint them on. You buy the look once. You drop it over the act. You move on. 4. Adjustment layers, color and LUT timelines. 5. Walkthrough, a cinematic ramp from raw clip to final. Let's run a rep. Wedding shoot.
You shot the first dance handheld at 4K 60. You have a 2-minute take. You want to pull a 12-second cinematic moment out of the middle. Slow-mo into the dip, hold on the look, snap back. Color graded warm. 5. Walkthrough. A cinematic ramp from raw clip to final. Rep 1. Slip the endpoint. Drop the take onto the timeline. Trim it down to roughly the moment you want. Open slip source. The lock is on by default. Drag the highlighted band left until the new in-frame thumbnail shows the head turn, not the setup. Save. The clip is still the same length. The cut to the next shot still lands on the same beat. The content inside the window shifted 3 seconds. Rep 2. Ramp the speed. Open speed ramp. Make sure preserve duration is on.
Make sure speed audio is off. You don't want chipmunked dance music. Tap the slow hold preset. 1x out. 5x feels right for the room. Watch the preview re-render at the ramped speed. The frame strip underneath shows you a Polaroid of what the slow part is actually showing. Look at it. Is the slow part landing on the look? Yes? Save. 5. Walkthrough. A cinematic ramp from raw clip to final. If the slow part isn't landing on the look, pop back into slip source for 15 seconds. Nudge the endpoint. Save. Come back to the ramp. 2 dialogues, 3 drags. Done in under a minute. 5. Walkthrough. A cinematic ramp from raw clip to final. Rep 3. Color treatment. Add an adjustment layer above the clip. LUT, warm. Intensity, 70%. 1 so the dance lights pop without going neon. Save. 5. Walkthrough. A cinematic ramp from raw clip to final. Hit play. 5. Walkthrough. A cinematic ramp from raw clip to final. That's the cinematic ramp. From a raw 4K phone clip to a slow hold money moment in 3 short dialogues. No pre-comp, no render preview, no nested timeline. You can do this on a phone, sitting on a couch. 5. Walkthrough. A cinematic ramp from raw clip to final. Reps in, reps out. 5. Walkthrough. A cinematic ramp from raw clip to final. A quick note on the math. With preserve duration on, the dialogue pulls more or less of the source to fit the curve, centered on your current source midpoint. If the curve asks for more source than is available, the dialogue throws a soft warning. With it off, the timeline side duration of the clip changes to match what the curve consumes. The default is the one most editors want. 5. Walkthrough. A cinematic ramp from raw clip to final. You don't need to know any of that to use it. You need to know which toggle to flip. The toggle is right there at the top of the dialogue, labeled in English. 5. Walkthrough. A cinematic ramp from raw clip to final. The point isn't that we built 3 new dialogues. The point is that the cinematic ramp is no longer a separate application. The cinematic ramp is the editor. 5. Walkthrough. A cinematic ramp from raw clip to final. That's a different kind of editing. More like write it in the room. The reps are quick enough that you do them while the take is still warm. You see the slow-mo before you forget what you wanted it to feel like. You see the color before you forget what you wanted it to mean. 5. Walkthrough. A cinematic ramp from raw clip to final. A creator at 1:47 a.m. isn't usually struggling with creative judgment. They know what the cut should feel like. They're struggling with the tax their tool charges to enact that judgment. The tax used to be a pre-comp. The tax used to be 3 applications. The tax used to be a render preview. 5. Walkthrough. A cinematic ramp from raw clip to final. The tax is now 3 drags. The judgment is still yours. 5. Walkthrough. A cinematic ramp from raw clip to final. If you want the finishing polish after the time bending, pacing, dead air, jump cut smoothing, all the small and slow stuff that takes the last 20% of the time, the polish button is 1 tap away. Hand the small stuff off. Keep the ramp. 5. Walkthrough. A cinematic ramp from raw clip to final. Gartles.